Today is the 2nd of August. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, clear blue sky morning. So obviously we are in Praise Week and it has been a fun week. I have truly enjoyed doing these sessions with you all. I pray that you guys have been blessed by it as well. I'm also joined by my little one, as you can hear in the background. She doesn't want to go back to bed, so I am keeping an eye on her as she keeps an eye on me. She's watching mummy like, mummy, what's going on? But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Isaiah 61:1-2a, and it says this: The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. And so, Father, through the power and wisdom of your Spirit, who longs to powerfully work in me, please open my eyes, dear Lord, to help me see those put in my path with whom you want me to share your grace, deliverance, and comfort. This we pray in your precious name. In your precious, precious name. Amen. If you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family and welcome to Praise Week. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we have ended the month of July in praise, and we are ushering in the month of August with our praise. And so, family, wherever you are right now, whatever you are doing at this particular moment in time, I just want you to lift up your voice and give God your best praise. I want you from the depth of your heart to tell him how much you appreciate the fact that he has brought you from one month into the next, that he has allowed you to see January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and now we stand in the month of August of 2018. God wrote your name in the book of life. God wrote your name for you to be able to wake up this morning. And so because of that, family, he deserves our entire praise. He deserves our life. So will you lift up your voice and begin to praise your King? Praise your God. Praise your Maker. Praise your Creator. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we glorify you on this day. Father, you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this time in your presence. Father God, we usher up an incense of praise. We usher up our praise from our heart, Father God. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And so every fiber in me, every breath in my body, everything around me that has breath will praise your name. Father God, we lift up your name. We lift up your triumphant name. We lift up your holy name. We lift up your name, the name that heals the brokenhearted, the name that restores families, the name that provides love unconditionally. Father, that is the God that we serve, and that is the God that we honor on this day. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness, family. For the next minute or so, you're not going to hear my voice. I just want you to lift up your own voice and tell God how much you appreciate him. This is your moment. This is your moment. This is your moment. This is your time between your King. This is your time between your Maker. And so whatever it is you want to say to him, go ahead and say it right now. Yeah. Father, we honor you right now. Father, we exalt your name. Father, we reverence you. The Bible says in Psalms 95:2-3, it says, let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. For the Lord is the great God. Not a great God, the great God. The great King above all gods. You know, the one thing I love about God is his consistency. And the thing I love about his consistency is that he's consistent even when I'm not. And even when I feel I'm in a drought and I just don't want to talk to him, I just don't want to pray because I felt let down or things haven't gone the way that I had envisaged it, he still consistently loves me and he's still consistently preparing a table for me. He's still consistently welcoming me into his arms, and I love that about our God. I love that about our God. I love that about our God. What do you love about God? He is my light, my strength, and my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace. My fears are stilled when striving cease. My comforter,
my all in all. Here in the love of Christ I stand.
Yeah. In Christ alone. In Christ alone.
Of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied for every sin. On he was laid, here in the death of Christ I lay. Yeah. His body laid, light of the world by dark. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since Christ has lost his grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, born with the precious blood of Christ. Oh Lord, yeah, yeah. No fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me, from life's first cry to fire. Jesus commands my destiny, for no power of hell, no scheme of man could ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. Father, it's in the power of Christ I'll stand, I'll stand. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Yeah, man, not a bus, get to the bush, not a bus, get to the bush, not a bus. Yeah. Hallelujah.
First Corinthians 1:4-5 says, I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge.
And worship him now, how great, how awesome is he, and together we sing, and together we sing, holy. God Almighty, the earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with his glory.
And so, dear Heavenly Father, You are the mighty creator of the universe, and your power is shown throughout all the earth. You hold the worlds together by the might of your glorious arm. The stars of heaven sing of your magnificence, and your power sustains the life of each tiny sparrow. The mighty oceans roar and swell, but every drop can be measured in the palm of your mighty hand. The majestic mountains were formed by your word and your hand. Nothing is too difficult for you, for you alone are mighty God and the Heavenly Father. Praise and glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family, to our wonderful family. If you want to reach out to me, please do, and let me know you're listening to this for the first time. I am on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at JC May Music. We also have a dedicated Heart of Worship page, which I will be using by the end of this month. So I cannot wait for you guys to see what will be on that platform. Also, to all my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful mummies, we have our brunch on Saturday. Registration is in my bio if you want to come. I think right now, I think there's about 10 of us, 11 of us, and I can't wait to meet every single one of you. I am so excited to worship along with my mother. So we're going to be at Bill's in Holborn. So it's a really nice, cute restaurant. We've got a nice table, so we're going to talk, we're going to gist, we're going to worship, we're going to pray for our kids, and we're really just going to fellowship as mummies. I really want to build a network of mummies who worship, a lot of you have asked if you can bring your kids. Please do, and mine won't be there, but please bring your, I'll be missing mine, so I'm going to need to hold somebody's child, if you all allow me, but I'm going to need to hold somebody's child, guys, like, no joke. But with all that said, family, for those of you who are new, we have a Spotify playlist for you. So if you go to Spotify and type in Heart of Worship podcast, you find all the songs that we do here on Heart of Worship, which will help you in your line of worship. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. I love you, family. Stay blessed. Bye.